Blog Talk Radio.
This is your friend and your loved one, Nunu. That's right. You're really hearing from me live on Blog Talk Radio for the first time. I've finally put it together for you guys, and we are going to start a beautiful and spiritual friendship. On our show, we'll be doing real life, live manifesting, making things happen as a group. If you need love, if you need money, if you need happiness, every show, we're going to be picking one caller to do a group manifestation for. And if you're in the chat room and you need help, lay it on the line. And we'll be calling the spirits for you. And we're going to do it live every week. And this is for you. We're going to be changing lives and taking names. We're also going to be talking about some things over the coming weeks. Candle manifestation, which is something that is very simple that anyone can do. Things that you can do with incense or colors or just even simple herbs. But we'll also be doing live mini readings, which is probably one of the things that's going to be bringing a lot of people here. If it's ever slow, it could be a slow show. All about you, but regardless, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for some people. But on this show, we are focused on genuine change. This is how we live, and this is how we breathe. And we'll be studying together and growing together, and I really do think that this is going to be fun. I am going to pop into the chat room and see if there's anything that's going on there. To anybody who is just out there listening, the call-in number to call on is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and I am Nunu. I'm your host. There is somebody who looks like they've been waiting for a little bit, so I think we probably should just go right into it. Hold on just a moment. This is the first time doing something quite like this, so let's hope that we are not messing up. Hold on just a moment. Hi, this is Nunu. I'm talking to caller at 786 in Florida. Are you there? Well, I guess they're not there anymore. So, but it's all right. It's okay. Let's see if anybody in the chat room has anything that they want to talk about. Well, I've kind of been kicked out of my own chat. So let's see what's happening here. Hello, everybody. I'm back in the chat room. If anybody wants to call in, remember the number is 347-215-8421. And it's all about you. It's all about you. Come on and call in. One of the things that I think also is going to be kind of fun is I really do think it would be fun if we were hello, where are you calling? Danielle, was that you in Florida? Okay, well, she's not responding. But anyway, what I was going to be saying is one of the things that I think that's going to be really fun is that if everyone is burning the same color candle. Like right now, I really am fond of the Nag Champa incense, as I'm pretty sure everybody is, and I'm burning one that's actually super hit right now because it's just one of the simplest ones. So if anybody has any super hit, light it up. And next show, which I'm not quite sure when it'll be just yet, I would like everybody to burn a common color, and white would be good. White is a very good color because it can stand in for anything, honestly. But on its own, it's something that can really help everybody get balanced out, cleaned out, you know, absorb any way. It absorbs harmful things. It helps with your balance. It can neutralize also harmful intentions. And it's just really good for balance and neutrality. So, you know, it's something that'll be really good for you guys to burn and just to think about all together. And remember, the number here to call in at is 347-215-8421. We do have someone on hold. We have a couple of people on hold. So let's try this again. And the caller from 617, this is Nunu.
Hi, Nunu.
Hello, darling.
I grew up with someone by the name Nunu.
You did?
Yeah, she was my next-door neighbor.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Tennessee.
I'm in Massachusetts.
You are? Well, I lived in Massachusetts for a little while, but as an older Nunu, not a baby Nunu. But since I'm only 15, you know, it really... Okay. Well, if you don't mind, dear, could I have your name?
Sure. It's Gwen.
Gwen?
Yes.
Okay. And Gwen, could I have your birth date as well?
Absolutely. It's April 2nd, 1964.
Really? Well, you know, one of the people that works with me, that wonderful voice you hear in the very beginning of the show, and
yes,
he'll also be on periodically, my life partner, Bill, his birthday is 4/2 as well. So
ooh,
I bet you're
yay,
probably an amazing person.
You know, I was hoping that you would say that.
Well, Gwen, I really am honored to have you as my first caller on the first show like this.
Yay,
that I'm doing. But if you would, my dear, just share your question with me.
My question is in regards to romance, love, passion.
Okay.
I'm not having any of that in my life right
okay
now.
And,
okay. And I would just like to know when that energy will be coming towards me.
Okay, all right. If you would, just kind of relax. We want to talk about Gwen's love life. We also want to see a little bit of some things that she's been going through so we can kind of get some validation and why things are happening the way they're happening.
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a moment. One of the things that I really, really feel fortunate about is that when our guides commiserate and when they open up to me, they really focus on life cycles. Life cycles not only help me usher you through time in a way that's usually more accurately, but also they help us understand why you've been going through the things that you've been going through.
Yeah.
And life cycles basically transit between July of 1 year and July of the next. Okay, that's just a rough estimate. And the cycle that you've been currently in is actually called making ends meet. Now, of course, if you flip that in a different direction, it's called disconnection. So because we have to appreciate the whole side of a coin, we can't just spin half of a coin. We have to,
absolutely,
you know, turn the whole thing in. Because you have been focusing on just, you know, really making it day by day by day,
mm-hmm,
it's been making it a little bit more difficult for you to branch out for other
absolutely
people. You see?
I agree.
So now the cycle you're coming into is actually one that's going to be, it's about speed, it's about time, and it's basically delay versus things that progress kind of quickly. But because it shows up here with your question being, where's my love, what basically is going to happen here is, in my timing, around This looks like it's around August. There's a seeker showing up, and this is somebody who's saying, how are you? How are you doing? Checking you out. But just because he shows up doesn't mean something starts happening right away.
Absolutely.
Because actually, everybody has their story, everybody has a path, and it looks like a little while after that, you're talking to this person again. However, this person seems to not be as sprightly as before, maybe a little reserved, a little withdrawn, and it's because, you know, it looks like he's got some changes that are happening. However, this looks like this is a start of a friendship. And so as we ease through a little bit of time, we finally have happiness. We finally have tradition. We have him as your King of Cups, which is basically saying he's, you know, the object of your affection, et cetera, et cetera. And our guides usually tell me what people do. So this is somebody who, because he actually shows up with a little bit of sword and a little bit of cups, and if you think about a regular deck of cards, swords would be spades and cups would be hearts. And hearts are like, it's how we flow, it's the secrets we keep, that sort of thing. He looks like he's somebody, and because he also has that sword, which represents discipline and structure, he's somebody who could honestly be involved in something that requires him to keep secrets, like he could be in records, he could be in securities. Regardless, he's somebody that looks like he's got something going on. You know, he's not just, you know, just some guy. Okay. So it looks like you're going to hook up probably around August, and then it's a slow friendship, but you guys slowly start to progress. So just focus on the next literally year. And remember, this cycle you're coming into is about timing. So if there's anything that you've been trying to do, like investing, or if you've been just thinking about certain things, let things sort of sit and simmer with your thoughts for a bit, so you're not jumping into something. Because if, no matter what, if you do things too quickly, you're going to get delayed in some way. But if you take a little bit of time to it, things are going to progress for you in a more positive direction. So things look like they're coming up for you, Gwen.
Yes.
Love's coming. You just have to just keep doing your thing, and remember the regular old, you know, process, the day-by-day stuff is the stuff that has kept you from really being able to foster a relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Okay.
You have the most beautiful voice.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you very much.
It
is so beautiful. You definitely have a radio voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I need to hear that. I need my flowers today. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. And the reading was fantastic.
Thank you, dear. Well, you know, let me know how you're doing. I'm going to take another call here.
I sure will. Blessings to you.
You too. You too, dear. Very good. Very good. Okay, the next caller that is in line is someone from area code 240. 240, can you hear me? Are you there? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I think that we may not be connecting, so let's move to... hello, hello. Oh, I think maybe we did connect. Well, now we're moving to... area code 786. 786, are you there? Everything is just kind of spinning around here. Let me see what's going on. I'm going to put on a little tiny bit of something here for just a moment, and let me see what's happening here with my studio, because I am not hearing the people talk. Hold on just a moment, if you guys would, for just a moment. Oh, boy. Something interesting is happening here. Can you guys hear me? Can they hear me out there in Radio Land? You can? Okay. Because all the things on my little screen are just spinning. Okay, so 240 tried to talk. You know, it's all my little, I have all these little circles going round and round and round. And I'm not exactly sure why. And I tried to put myself on hold so you guys can't hear me have this conversation, and it's not working. I think there might be just something wrong with my screen. Hold on, I'm trying to get some backup, guys. Hold on just a moment. And I'm really sorry about this. This is the first show. I guess something like this is just bound to happen. But I really want to talk to all of you, so bear with me. Can you hear me right now? Can you hear me? Okay, guys. Can you guys hear me? Okay, thanks. Hey, Scotty, little Scotty Burgess. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm going to try to take this seven. I just refreshed everything, guys. And my intro's playing again, I think. And I just... Okay, all right, let me do this. I'm going to try 786 again, so 786 is in the chat room. I'm about to try to unhold you, okay? Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Oh, yes. My goodness. Oh, my, I am so...
Yay! How are you?
I'm better now. I felt like I was just walking around, oh, my goodness, what's just happening? But I refreshed the screen, I logged back in, and let's just hope that it gets smoother from here,
it's
right?
The best way. Good.
Well, I know that you've been trying to talk to me probably for about 30
yes.
minutes. Called in earlier. Sweetheart, what's your name?
My name is Tracy.
And Tracy, could I have your birth date, darling?
6/29.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you go on and share your question with me?
I'd like to know what you see for me in William.
You said William?
Yes.
You wanted, and you kind of, the call sounded kind of weird. It blurred. What's your question about William again,
well,
dear?
I'd like to know what you see for us. Do you see this relationship working itself out? Do you see it
okay.
not being the one?
Okay.
And...
Well, you know, just kind of relax. Just take some nice, good, deep breaths. After
yeah.
all that, after all the trauma, the fact that we're together now, it's got to mean something. So just relax.
Yeah.
Just relax and just breathe. And hold on just a moment, my dear. All right. I am actually going to talk to you about something kind of, this is actually a little bit complex with you guys. Okay, all right. I'm sorry to have to ask you this question, but see, I'm looking at who you are here through the tarot, and I am looking at him, and are you guys already together, like living together?
No.
Okay. And I have one more thing to ask you really quickly. He's not by chance with anyone else, is he?
No. I mean, like, he does have a child, a mother, but that was in the relationship before I got in there.
That's all you need to say, sweetheart. That's all you need to say. And the reason I'm saying mm-hmm. this is because when I'm looking at your story through the cards and I'm trying to listen to what's going on here, like, just listen to, you know, your guides and what they're saying, you and... You are really an awesome girl, and it even looks like there's something about you. You really are what he wants. You really are what he wants. But one of the issues is this guy looks like a really great guy, but he's trying to make everybody number one.
Mm-hmm.
And not me.
My goodness, I feel like I'm in the back burner.
well, see, the thing is,
That's
the issue, because one of my main problems is competition, and one of my other issues is missed opportunities. And it's mm-hmm. like he is trying not to miss things with other people. He's trying to make sure job and kids and everything is taken care of. And then when it comes to you, when he's finally with you, you feel like it's all about you. You feel like everything's going to be okay. And then we have to go back to the drawing board each time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that I know that everybody has heard that we're not supposed to get divorced, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. One of the reasons that I think back in the olden days they were telling us not to do these things is because when it comes to actually trying to move on with another person, it's hard and it's difficult because you don't want to miss out on, you know, your child, except for some reason the mother or the father of that person, they still feel like they deserve all this attention from you even when you're trying to move forward, even if that person has moved forward. So this is the deal. You guys look like you're really great people. You look like you're a really good couple. However, he doesn't know how to prioritize and balance out competition, so to speak. But you, mm-hmm. you have so much stuff here that's awesome. You have the fact that he thinks you're beautiful, he thinks you're hot, and he even has distant hopes, and everything about you is just amazing. And then the other parts of his life are just sucking up all his time. And so basically what we're seeing is he's the hanged man. He's the hanged man, mm-hmm. and the hanged man in tarot is a guy in meditation. He's a man in prayer. But when you bring this into real life, it means that he's just kind of watching and waiting just to see what's going to happen and just hoping that everything happens out okay. But because my hanged man is actually, this card is actually upside down, it means that the guy is still hanging here, but he looks like he's standing on one foot. It means that he looks like he's making changes, but nothing's really happening. So this is the deal. I actually see this man cares about you a great deal, but I think, now remember, I don't want to project anybody down a hallway with no mm-hmm. doors, but for some reason I feel like you're going to get tired of this.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at now, actually, to be honest with you. I'm at, like, my last straw, and I'm, you know, it's really taking a toll on me, and so you don't see him trying to actually make actions. He's just kind of waiting there, like,
You got it. And it's not because he's trying to make you mad, and it's not because he's trying to alienate you, because this man cares about you like, I mean, you are cotton candy and fresh baked bread and butter and Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? You're all this stuff that is just so delicious to him, but he doesn't know how to make you number one in the way that you need to be, and I think it's something that may burn you out. But I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we see a problem and we're trying to really fix it, the only thing that's negative here, other than the fact that it looks like you're going to get burnt out, is a card here that's the Ace of Coins. It's upside down, and the Ace of Coins in health readings represents your mind, and when we bring this forward into, like, relationships, it represents the most important thing, the most valuable thing. And so what you've got to do is you either have to realize that, you know, he's trying – that daily his most important things are going to shift, but you're still one of them, even though you don't feel like it, you are. And I hate to leave this on you. It's just that we're talking. You're the one that's talking to me, not him. But because it looks like it's going to have to be you understanding, and I hate saying that, I guess you're going to have to compromise, but it kind of seems like you may. And I know you've kind of been doing this already. I just remember, but let me tell you something. Children are not children forever. And I mean, and it does look like this man really cares about you. It's just, the problem is just in the actions. So if you can stick it out, if you can stick it out, I actually see, and I'm really jumping way ahead when I'm saying this, but over a 3-year period, it does look like you will be together. I'm not saying it's going to take you that long. I'm just saying that you're going to be where you really, really want to be. You're going to be together. You're going to be bonded. You're going to be, you know, I even believe probably married. You just have to, this is just part of the row you have to, that you have to, you know, seed and plan and all that stuff. So, and if that sounds like it's a long time for you.
Oh, yeah. It's already been 6 years. And I'm like, wow, 3 more years? I'm like, that's like my whole 20s right there. You know what I mean? And I just wish you can communicate that with me. Like, right now we're kind of in a standstill, as you probably see in the cards. Do you pick up on when you feel he'll call me or reach out to me?
Yeah, let's look and see. Hold on just a moment.
Please. Thank you.
Okay, and remember, just relax and just breathe. And let me see. Yeah. All right. Okay, so... tomorrow, the next day. So it looks like, and not only that, but he is showing up as a king, and he's showing up right side up both days. And in my spreads, this means that not only are you talking, you may even see each other. And it looks like you're talking to him 2 days in a row. And then, so that's what, today is Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday as well. And I always tell people to put another week on top of it just in case, but honestly, it looks like you'll probably hear from him over the next few days and probably even see him.
Oh, okay, and you see him, like, opening up to me finally and taking me out of this heartache roller coaster he's got me in.
I'm going to tell you that one of the things, I'm going to actually tell you yes, but the problem with that is that every time he does open up, he goes backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll come forward and he'll say, "You're amazing and I love you and everything's great," and then, but I'll see you in a couple of days. You know what I mean? So then you still feel like, what just happened? So even though I'm going to tell you yes, it still seems like he goes a little bit backwards.
It's like he's not following with his actions.
Exactly.
And you said 3 years, like up to 3 years, you see it sooner than 3 years, like this panning out?
Well, I actually do see this panning out. One of the things I want you to remember is that in cycles, when I was talking to the previous caller, I was telling her about life cycles. You know, I still see cycles of you guys together, and cycles are kind of like, you know, the universal, you know, like a fiscal year, so to speak, because they're roughly between from July to July. Like, I talked to somebody the other day who had already started their new cycle, you know, but most of us are coming. And so I still have cycles of you guys together, but there's finally a point where it looks like you guys are in the same box and you're actually doing things together and everything's just flowing really well and you're safe and you really feel safe.
I hope. I mean, does he feel or pick up that this is like, okay, this is Tracy, that's her boiling point. Like, you know, like I would say, like, you know, like this time last year, I told him exactly what I wanted, you know, and I, you know, before I was kind of hoping he would guess, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be so blunt about it, you know, I said, you know, and a year from now, it's like, wow, like no action, just words. And like I said, he's been on a standpoint. And let me share with you something else today is very hard for me, only because today is actually his birthday and mine is on Friday. And today I was actually, like, you know, telling myself don't reach out because I haven't talked to him in a good, you know, few months. You know, I pulled back because he was talking circles, and it really hurts that because I would look a year from now, like, you know, I would look forward for these little days so I can just have a chance to talk to him, you know, and it hurts me that I just don't have it in me because it's you know, I held out for this long, and if I do reach out, it's almost like saying, oh, it's okay, I haven't, you know, I pull back, and I try to, you know, stick up for myself, and now it's just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning not, you know, not to reach out to him, because also, too, he's forgotten my birthday is on numerous occasions. He thought it was like, maybe
mm-hmm.
a day before or
mm-hmm.
after. You know how guys are with dates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping that he would reach out to me on my birthday, you know what
right.
I mean? Because I feel like he's the one with the baggage and he needs to make it work out with me rather than the other way around. Because to be honest with you, when I first got in this relationship, I didn't know certain things that I know now, like about the kids and stuff. He
right.
was a clean as everything else, and I, you know, being early 20s, I was very naive, and I believed him, and this is a very hard day for me, and I actually just can't wait until it's over, because it's like, wow, I was in tears last night. I couldn't
right.
believe that, like, this is the day that I would look forward to actually reach out to him, and here comes the day, and it's like, you know, just to tell him, like, a happy birthday, you know, just so we can start, like, a silly conversation or whatever, and here comes the day, and it's like, I don't even want to reach out, because he doesn't even deserve, I feel, for me to reach out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yes, I do.
And
I really
I don't
do.
Know. And it really, seriously, I was like, wow, I knew that this day would possibly come. And I was like, well, I didn't know. Like, my emotions are now or in this day because, you know what I mean? I would think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I can do it. I don't have to reach out to him, you know. But now it's like the day has come. I mean, obviously, I know myself. I'm not going to reach out because this is nothing compared to what he's put me through. You know what I mean? Even though I do love him and I'm sending him my blessings and happy birthday through spirit, and I hope he feels my energy, which I'm sure he does. But is he, like, hoping that I'll reach out even though I know I won't? What do you think he feels like? Or is he probably so consumed with family that he doesn't even, like,
right.
care or...
You know, I feel so bad and preoccupied at the same time right now. I feel like I know that I'm not treating Tracy right. I feel I've got to go over here and do this. You know, it's kind of like I realize what I'm doing. But I have to go do something else right now. He keeps shoving you over to the other side, and
mm-hmm.
and that's really how I feel. And I'm going to tell you, and I don't want to cut you off right now because girl, he feels bad. I really feel like you're going to hear from him though. But
oh, you think he'll remember my birthday actually this year?
I really do. I actually do believe
yeah.
he'll remember your birthday, and I also, like I said, I also think that you'll be talking to him over the next couple of days, okay? But I'm gonna take a couple of other callers, hon, but I'm gonna tell you,
okay.
I have feel so honored to be able to talk to you. You have such a beautiful energy, and I really, really do, and I really do believe that this is something that's gonna work. But look me up on Facebook. It's Psychic Nunu on Facebook, and drop me a little message.
I will.
And that everybody.
Thank you.
Do that too, and remember to come on here periodically, because we're going to be doing shows, we're going to be manifesting, and you're somebody that I would actually love for everybody to put their energy into at some point, so that you can actually
Aww.
Feel appreciated, because you have so much that you want to give, and I believe this man would drink your bath water if he could find the time in the day. You know, it's just
uh-huh.
and it's very, very frustrating to you. I really do believe
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But let me.
Well, thank you, and you'll be on again soon. I would hope.
I'll be on again soon. And remember, you know, like my Psychic Nunu page, and you'll see when. And it's going to be all good. It's going to be all good.
I will. Thank
okay.
you so much. You have
all
a
right.
lovely rest of the show. Bye bye.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, guys, there is someone in the chat room who is asking a question, but I'm going to see what that question is. But in the meantime, I'm going to put on a track, and it's by My Bill. Well, he's not. His name is not My Bill. It's Bill. But and this track is actually called Dream Clouds. Everybody that's on hold, I see you there, and I appreciate it, and I will be talking to you. But let's just take a quick break.
The morning light.
Can you guys hear me? Because I'm back. Okay. All right. Right now, we're going to be taking another call. She is at 240, actually. She's been on hold for a bit. Can you hear me, sweetheart?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm sorry for all the weirdness that's going on. It's first show.
Yes.
But what's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Amanda.
Amanda, and could I have your birth date?
June 14th, 1990.
Okay. Well, Ms. Amanda, share your question with me.
Okay. I have two questions. My first one was, who was this? I keep dreaming about this guy. I don't know him. I want to know if that meant something, or and who is he, or if I'm just dreaming.
What are you getting again?
I keep dreaming about this guy.
You're dreaming about a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we want to know if this is a real man or if this is a dream.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If you would, my dear, just relax. Take some nice, good, deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Remember, the more relaxed both of us are, the more your guides just start to tell your story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, there he is. He's harbored in between. I'm talking a little bit to myself, so just bear with me just a moment. He's harbored in between insecurity of home and half-heartedness. But there he is, sitting in the middle. There he is, real. He's real. He's
okay.
Real. There's a lot of stuff going on here. You know, there was a song that I heard one time. I can't remember what it was, but it was basically about how, like, this windy, twisty road, you know, is what brings us to each other. Well, it looks like he's going through some windy, twisty road of his own, and the cycle he's about to go into is actually called leaving that place. So basically, you know, it does look like he's in a relationship, and it looks like there's a point here where that relationship is finally complete. And he is, now this is a huge prediction, okay? This is a very big prediction because there's a lot of backstory, but basically it says that you're meeting him. Now, I've got a fork in the road that he'll be reaching, and it looks like in that fork he could go one way, he could go another. And then it says that it really actually looks like you guys are going to be connecting. But this is the thing. I want to give you a description of this person. Lately, or in the where he is right now, he is actually represented with two cards. One's the King of Coins and one's the Magician. The King of Coins, something tells me that this is what he looks like. Physically, you know, when I see coin people, these are people that have darker skin, darker hair. As a magician, he's somebody, I believe that this is what he does. Magicians in regards to work, he could work in a lab. He could be a phlebotomist. He could even be someone who works in records. He could be a pharmacist, but for some reason I kind of feel like he's in white, so I actually think that he could either be in lab or pharmacy. That's why I bring those up.
Okay.
Now, but like I said, I wanted to ask you if you already were familiar with this person by chance.
No, I haven't
okay.
met him, and it was like in the dream, I can't really see what he looks like, but I know it's
okay.
the same person.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, don't worry about it. But by the time you run into him, by the time you meet him, his lairs are actually, his lairs have changed a little bit. And I think it's just because, you know, his life has changed a little bit. But, I mean, of course, he's still going to look the same and he's still going to probably be doing the same thing. But I think that he's just going to be, like, trying to focus on healing and putting things back together. And when he meets you, it says that you're kind of his medicine, so to speak. So, you know, that's it does look like you guys are going to have one of those relationships where you're doing a whole lot of listening and he's doing a lot of healing. And but it, for a timeline's sake, because it looks like the cycle he's coming into, and remember, when you talk to me, I'm talking about the time between July and July. It looks like he's actually making his change around October. And so you're probably going to be meeting this man close to the beginning of the new year. So there's a little bit of time on this, but we're just going to have to see what happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now remember, I'm sorry, go on.
Can you tell me a little bit more about, like, what he looks like?
Yeah, he is. I don't think he's a small man. I'm not trying to say that he's also a very huge man, but I don't think he's short at all. I actually think that he is going to be probably a little over 6 feet, and he's big, though. I think he's a big man, like a broad, strong man. Like he takes care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And age, I think he's going to be a little older than you. And when I mean a little older, I think he actually may be like in his 30s. So that does that bother you?
Not really.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I've never been in a relationship, so I don't know how that, I mean, you know, I don't know.
Right. Well, that actually might be good for you. It actually might be good for you because, you know, to be with someone that has a little experience. Just, you know, focus on you, focus on the stuff that you do, and so that you guys have something to talk about and, you know, really. He actually may, honestly, he may really, really, really fall for you because you are someone that is ready to learn and eager, you know? So
mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Okay, thanks. And the second question I had was I'm trying to go to this school in New York, and I need to apply and get the money so I can be able to go to this school. And I wanted to know if you saw any funds coming in and if that was a good idea.
Okay, all right. Hold on just a moment. One of the things that I love is life cycles, and I keep talking about those, and I'll probably get on everybody's nerves talking about these. But where I live, there's a lot of people that want to be famous, want to be stars. And so instead of telling people it's not going to happen, we manifest when. So we're looking at when for you. And it actually looks like you are going to get some money, sweetheart. Around, it's moving me 2.5 months forward. So 2.5 months is around, this is practically July, August, mm-hmm. September. So it actually looks like, are you trying to go for spring or are you trying to go for fall? Because it looks like money's coming in September.
I'll really, like, the sooner I can get there, the better. So, like,
okay.
I'll probably try to get there by the fall or winter.
Okay. Well, it does look like there's money coming, but what we need to do is just start working on it as soon as possible because I'm being forwarded to September time, and I actually see money here. So maybe it's just getting there in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how you're doing. Remember to add me to, or to like Psychic Nunu, rather, and let me know because I really do like to keep in touch with people to see how they're doing, okay? My goal is to be your life reader, all right?
All right. Thank you very much, and I'll definitely
all right,
you
Amanda.
Know.
Okay, love. Have a good one. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. I'm coming to someone who has been on the phone for about 40 minutes. The area code is not showing up. Can you hear me?
Oh, that would be me.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm on Skype.
You're on Skype. Okay. All right. All right. Could I have your name?
I'm Marjorie.
Marjorie. And Marjorie could also have your birth date.
29/1961.
Okay. Well, you know, it really is a privilege to be able to speak with you today, but why don't you just sit back and, you know, share your question with me.
Okay. What I wanted to know is that I've kind of overloaded myself with a lot of stuff, and I need to prioritize, and I really need to work and get the bills straightened out. Am I going to find anything soon? I'm trying to manifest it because I usually am pretty good at that, but with all the energy flying around, I'm kind of a little concerned.
Right, right. Okay. Hold on just a moment. There's a couple of things. I've got a recipe for you, and I also want to see what, just by the natural course of things, where some things are supposed to be coming through for you. It actually does look like there will be something. It says there will be an abrupt change, and this abrupt change is, hold on. Making ends meet. So far, to manage these days, have you been doing small projects, or even by chance, like any part time or temporary work?
Yes.
Okay. Because the thing is, it looks like there's still some of this stuff is still happening, because I've got, you know, there's all these different people, which is basically saying, you know, projects, you know, this. And then finally, it looks like there's someone that actually, it's like you get kept, so to speak. Like somebody's like, I'm going to take her. I want her. I like this one. And so the month of July is starting, it kind of looks like it starts out the same, but towards the third week of July, it actually looks like you will win somebody over to your side. That's what it's being called. So it does look like you should get something more permanent. Now, I don't want to be throwing, you know, private things around on the air, like trying to see, divining rather how much money you have made or you would be making, because that's something that's very, very private. But the number five really sits out very, very big here. So, and that's just telling me that, like, if you were going to find something that may be paying you $50,000 or something that's going to be, you know, just helping you increase by some form of five. So what I want you to do is I really feel like you have jam-packed your energy with a lot of wishes. And so what we really need to do is today, if you have a white candle, today just kind of sit back when you can and just throw yourself back on your bed and try to balance out for a little bit, burning your white candle. I always have to remind people not to fall asleep with a candle burning unless it's inside something, because I actually did have a client that, you know, burnt her child's room down years ago. So I always have to remind people that. But, you know, sit back and just kind of flush some of the things out that you've been doing and do this for a few days. Just burn white and just kind of get yourself balanced. And then we're going to start stacking you up again, because I think that you may be, you know, a little piled up, okay? But I do see things coming for you. But on Thursdays, which is the best day to start manifesting finance because of how Thursday and Jupiter kind of work together, not this week, but next Thursday, start doing your green candles again and start focusing on multiplying your money by five. So if you have a $20 bill, ask for that 20 to be multiplied by five in a month. And whenever you start seeing your money grow, you know, multiply it, keep multiplying it by five until you're seeing the numbers that we really want. And then we're going to kind of cool you off for a bit, and then we're going to try to refocus you. We got to change things up sometimes, okay?
Right.
But I kind of feel like you're a little jam-packed.
Oh, boy, I'm way jam-packed between school and helping friends and paying bills and just trying to do my artwork and stuff. It's just like I am really flooded.
Right.
And I need to get something real going, though, because I owe money and I would really like to pay my debts down and get that off my mind.
Right, right. Well, let me look at you real quick in cycle form real quickly, because I want to see with our new recipe that we've kind of given you. And remember my Facebook page, Psychic Nunu, because I really do think it's important that sometimes we come together as loved ones to manifest for each other together. So we can make you a project one of these days. Everybody can focus in on you and wishing you the best. And with the energy coming from all over the world like that, we'll see some things happening. And I'm going to tell you, the cycle you're coming into is actually called justice. And so you're actually going to see some stuff start changing for you. It looks like you're going to get balanced out. Now, this is my timing on this actually stops around April of 2013. So let's only focus on you from now until April, and we're going to see how things have changed for you, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, my love. And remember, it's all about you. It's going to be about you pretty soon. We're going to do it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Marcia.
Thank you.
All right, love. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, friends. There is another Massachusetts person here, and we're about to go to 508.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah.
I am another Massachusetts person. My name's Robin. Hello.
Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Could I have your birth date, dear?
I'm September 27, 1964.
All right. Well, why don't you come on and just share your question with me?
Well, my question is, I'm looking for some meaning behind a connection I have with a man. Not necessarily wondering, are we going to be in a relationship? But it's been a friendship. I met this man in a class almost a year ago, and from the very beginning I knew there was a strong connection. Definitely, it was a Reiki class, so it was very, you know, spiritual. Mm-hmm. We understood
mm-hmm.
each other, and
mm-hmm.
I impulsively reached out to him a couple of weeks ago after not, you know, hearing for a couple months because we hadn't got together, and it turned out to be a very coincidental reaching out, because as I reached out to him, he said, well, you know, I'm leaving the state in a couple of weeks. So I thought, why now? And our connection was very strong, and we did, you know, get together, sort of, hey, let's get together before you leave. And, you know, it turns out that he's exactly the type of man that I'm looking for, and we had an awesome connection. And he's leaving, and I'm really trying not to, you know, project too much in the future, but him leaving, he's doing something that I would love to do. And I just wonder what the future would hold for us.
Okay.
I know he's scared about the. I know it was a pretty profound connection, I'm pretty sure, and I think he's sort of like, ooh, you know,
right.
I wonder if she's going to try to hold me back, and I haven't. I'm letting him go because I really care
right.
about him. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
what's his first initial?
D.
D? Okay, all right, because I didn't want to necessarily blast him on air. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I remember being in high school and always getting these little crushes on somebody towards the last 2 weeks of school. And I know exactly where you are. So a little bit different because that was then, but, you know, from the scope of what I could comprehend at that point, still very similar. But let's just kind of see. I actually want to look at this in a bigger picture than a smaller picture, because I want to see with this really more seasoned connection, especially since you guys are people that are really trying to, you know, transcend and move forward and do good and do services. I want to see where he plays a role in the long term, okay?
Yeah, you're so right about that. And that's what his leaving is all about. It's, you know, and the decision was made before, you know, we got together and realized there was a chemistry. So I know he has to do it. I know he's going to do it, whether he keeps a connection with me or whether maybe I'll do it with him someday.
Right, right.
Is the question.
Now this is actually pretty big. Our friend, Mr. D, from what you know of him, would you be able to actually say yes to me saying that he looks like he actually is a traveler, period?
Oh, yeah.
Like he roams around a lot?
That's the feeling I get from him.
I mean, do you know that he's actually transient?
No, I don't know that. But, he, you
okay.
know, at the,
okay.
the time that I've known him, he has traveled a couple of times, and he's got that vibe. He's a butterfly.
Okay. Okay, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, actually, that's pretty awesome that you just said that, because the cycle he's about to go into is called the Hermit. And the Hermit is not what a lot of people think. You know, if you think about Greek and Roman mythology, Hermes and Mercury were the same person. And Mercury was actually the symbol of the post office for a long, long time. And now it's the symbol for the FTD florist. And so, you know, Mercury is, and the planet Mercury is always buzzing around. So the Hermit, even though people always equate the Hermit to that old guy with the beard that's roaming around by himself, or that's hiding by him, so for whatever people seem to think about it, it actually is a butterfly, someone who's all over the place. And so he is going through, he's about to go through the Hermit thing. But the thing is, I want you to remember, the Hermit is, if you think of him like the mailman, he always comes back.
Yeah.
So we do have our guy roaming, and then we have him coming back. And we have him roaming, and we have him coming back. So he looks like he's going to be peeking in on you periodically. But I'm going to move you forward, actually, because it does look like, I mean, it, honestly, because of the time constraints here, I'm going to tell you that it does look like he'll be back around. It also looks like he'll be staying some and leaving again. You know, it just It looks like he's here for a bit, but there is a point here where I do see him very, very, very consistently. And what it's saying here is, I'm not sure if you were listening to me talk to people about cycles. The cycle that starts next year, which is basically between 2013 and 14, and the cycle that starts the next year. So basically, I'm going to say probably around 2014 is where it looks like you guys are actually trying to approach things from a different direction. And this is where I see him around consistently. So just because he's going somewhere doesn't mean he's really leaving you. This man really does like you. And because of who, you know, who his guides are saying that he sees you as, you know, and this is something that really definitely looks like it'll grow. Definitely looks like it'll grow. He sees you as high priestess, and you're upside down, which is not a bad thing. This is basically saying he really feels like you're very sensual, very attractive. And I also have you as the Page of Cups, and the Page of Cups is, if you think about royalty, there's kings and queens and all that. Pages were people who basically delivered news, and they were generally youths. So he sees this fresh, bright, emotional, just, you know, almost childlike innocence in the way that you guys really get along. And he's not going to want to let that go, because it's something that is like a child going to grow.
Okay.
So, I mean, so he definitely is physically attracted to you. He definitely feels the emotional draw to you. So, like I said, it does look like this man is gonna come back. And so, what I want to do is, from what you know, is he supposed to be leaving actually over like the next 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It could be this week. He was very up in the air about it. But
Okay.
Anytime. It could be any
day.
Yeah.
So it could be at any point. And it does look like when he does that, it still looks like you'll be hearing from him. And it looks like you actually, there's a group of people here. So I wonder if maybe if you added him to your Facebook, or if you guys have email, it looks like there might be a group email first or a group conversation first. And then it looks like you guys start communicating more one-on-one. Okay.
That's how it started. Yeah. That's how the whole thing started. But right now the last I heard was, I'm leaving next week. Things are so hectic, and he's avoiding talking to me about anything.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm kind of just hanging out, waiting.
Yeah. Well, you know it does look like this is not necessarily done. So, you know, let us know. Let us know how things are going with you guys. And it really does look like this is something. You know, this is my grandmother. When I tell you this story, I'm not telling you this because I want you to think, oh my gosh, 100 years from now. But my grandmother, a man proposed to her when she was very young. And, of course, she was like, no, we can't do that. You know, she did marry him when he turned 80.
Wow.
So, it, you know, I know that that sounds like I'm saying it's going to take forever, but I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when you want something,
right,
you can get it. Even if it takes you till your last days, you'll have it.
Well, the thing is, I'm totally content to wait because I've been doing this and I've been in a hermit phase myself, but I'm ready to get out.
Right.
But he has not, I don't think he's acknowledged it to himself or to me that there's a plan for the future. Is that part of where he's holding back? He's just not there yet. He's not ready to say, I'm going to keep in touch with you or...
Well, I think he may not even know, honestly. Sometimes we have to get out there and realize that, you know, even though he might be off doing something that's awesome and amazing and very spiritual and deep, he still is going to be, there's going to be a point when he wants to talk to somebody that just really sees him as, you know, a man and a person that he, you know, he knows, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, he'll be in touch. He'll be in touch.
Okay.
But remember, it looks like it's going to be some sort of group contact first, and then it kind of splits off from that.
Okay, so I have to just be patient. And there's a big age difference, too, so that's another thing that I'm
going to be concerned about. That's all right. That's all right.
Okay, well, you've been very helpful.
Thank you, Robin. And remember, let me know how you are, okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay, dear. All right. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Okay, people, if you're on hold and waiting, we're getting there. Remember, if anyone wants to call in, the call-in number is 347-215-8421. I am not exactly sure of how far in the queue area code 631 is because there is not a 631, but there is a 111 if anybody's calling in on Skype. But there is somebody here on hold from, from 817. So hold on just a moment. Can you hear me? 817.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, and I do see 631. 631 is going to be down a little bit. There's somebody right before 631. There's actually an international caller. So, but my dear, how can I help you?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I was calling because I feel like Spirit was really directing me to open a business, a hair salon.
Okay.
And okay, this used to be my childhood dream, long time ago. But after I kind of abandoned it, you know, like took a different direction. I went a different direction. It seemed like Spirit gave me a dream about opening a salon. I was, you know, walking into a salon as if I was leasing a space with a real estate agent.
Right.
And at that time, I didn't understand it because I had just got on with a big job with a federal government, and so.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand it at that point, and I just said no. And anyway, I ended up getting laid off at the end of the year after taking that job. And I had another dream come to me, and I was in a church setting in some chairs, and a minister in front of me said, I want you to come up and sing. And I said, me? And he goes, yeah. And I got up, and I said, okay, whatever. You know, I had an attitude, but I didn't let him see it. And I just got up and sung a song, and after that I felt better. And he took me into his office and sat behind a desk, and I stood in front of the desk, and he goes, you are, your business is your ministry. And
right.
I woke up
right.
saying it.
Yeah.
In the very I didn't understand it, you know, because I was, you know, in real life, I was just kind of frustrated. I was laid off. My husband
right.
was laid off. I was disgusted. And so I called the unemployment, you know, office where they're supposed to help you, and, I talked to a lady, and at the end of the conversation, she said, ma'am, can I talk to you for a minute? And I'm like, you're already talking to me. And she goes, God deals with me. And she said, I wanted to let you know your business is your ministry. She said the same exact I just had the dream about that time. So I was kind of, you know, I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, what's the business? You know, I was like, would you just tell me the business? Because I was so frustrated. I was ready to just do whatever. If you
right.
said sell bananas, I was going to sell bananas.
Right.
And so And I went on. I said, well, maybe it's this hair thing. So I tried to go back, and I went back to school for it, and it frustrated me so bad. But when I got to school, one of the teachers at the end of the, you know, course, she said, I want to pray for you guys. And I was like, pray for us, you know. And she got to me, and she said, it's time to do, you know, and this is just a cover-up. But I don't, you know, as I keep trying to go forward, I don't have that passion like I used to.
Right.
And I just want to know, is it that, you know, the salon business, or is it, you know, counseling, or I don't know what it is, you know.
Right.
When she says the cover-up, I just don't want to waste my time. You know, I did finish and complete it, but I just don't have the motivation.
Right.
That I would love to have to, you know, like I used to. And I don't know if it's just I got older or what.
Right.
But I just don't have that push.
Well, I'm going to tell you that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on here. And I want you to remember something, okay? When I look at your layers, I'm going to tell you about you. when I look at your layers, I remember the first time I did a reading for a girl. And she, you know, sometimes when people talk to me or they call me or whatever, they test me. Like, how many kids do I have? Well, how many kids do you think you have? You know, it just gets kind of silly. But there was a girl
right.
who called me, and she said, tell me what I do for a living. And so I threw out the cards, and I was just looking at her. And her, in her layers, she had the Ace of Cups. Now, the Ace of Cups is not a person. It's a card that means the essence of love and happiness. But why can't it be somebody? Because babies make us happy. You know,
yeah.
beautiful people make us happy. And I just
yeah.
sat there looking at her, and I said, you want to be a model. And she said, yeah, that's what she's doing. She's modeling. So when I look at your layers, you actually have the Ace of Cups in you. You also have the High Priestess, but you also have the Empress. You have some very, very, very high cards. The Empress is the business owner. The business is the mama. The Empress is the wife. The High Priestess is the healer and the teacher. You know, when you see somebody that just looks raggedy and torn down and just a hot ghetto mess, if you walked up to her and took her to the side and gave her makeup and put on her hair, you have healed her. You have made her better. And the Ace of Cups is a part of you. Because when people see you, they want to look like you. They want to be like you. They want to emulate you. But the thing is, the cover-up is the fact that you actually are supposed to be saving your husband's life. Your husband has the King of Coins in him and so many other powerful things inside of him, but the world is beating him down, and you see it. And that's the cover-up. You have got to save this man's life and bring him back. And you will start your business, but the fact that he's going to be able to say that this is mine too, and he's going to, because I can actually see you guys even opening up a barber shop, you know, just something that's right next to each other. This is what we're talking about. People being able to come in, feel better. You know, there's even a point where I see you guys over the next 4 years being able to say, if you're trying to get a job, come in and we'll straighten you out so that you can have your interview. You know what I mean? This is
right.
This is something that's bigger than just what am I going to be when I grow up. It's how am I going to employ people so that they can take care of their kids? How am I going to be able? And the thing is, you're losing momentum sometimes because you can't see the future because you're tired of today. And one of the things that is very, very frustrating to me is that I see people all the time that would rather go on ahead and just burn their light out and destroy the light inside of them than to defeat the darkness around them. It's just easier
right.
to go on ahead and say, you know what, I give up, and I'm just going to go on and just act like I'm sick so I can get some you know, some Social Security, and then they fade out.
That's what
so,
I feel like the challenge. I'm feeling that challenge because I know I'm very spiritual. I know I see mm-hmm. before it happens. You know, I see things, I hear the
right.
voice, like
right.
someone sit next to me. I have all of those experiences, and it seemed like with my marriage, it took the light out of me with dealing with him
right.
because he won't listen. You know, he'll listen to a certain point, and then fear will take over him, and he'll turn
right.
on me.
Right.
But he's a sweetheart, but he'll turn on me like someone's drowning. You know,
right.
you know, they fight you. He's not fighting me on purpose, but he's fighting me
right.
because he's a fear, spirit of fear comes on him. And so, yeah, and I was trying to break away from him because I
right.
was like, it's either you or me. I got to a point, he was like, I saved him so many times. I've saved him so many times that I kept saying, is this going to ever pan out, you know, because it's almost 17 years.
Right.
And it hasn't, you know, he hasn't abandoned that train of thought yet. He's trying, but
right.
he hasn't abandoned it, and I'm like at the end of the rope.
And there's a part of you that just feels like I'm just going to throw it all away because I'm just
right.
sick and tired of this. But the thing is, you know, I'm going to tell you, let me get you out of this because I want to show you where your change is, because that's something that's going to help you more than me saying, I understand, okay, because you
right.
can talk to your friends about that. Now,
right.
The cycle you're about to come into is actually called, it's a lot of people call it, it's the death card. And I'm saying it this way because I don't want you to be scared of that, because that just
right.
basically means extreme change. And there's a point here, and it looks like it is around, there's some things happening in October. And then we just kind of inch along here a little bit, and we get to November, December, around February time, where I actually have a success card. So what you need to start doing is I want you to really work backwards. Get yourself a piece of paper and write down where you want to be in a business. And then the step before that, what needs to happen. And the step before that, what needs to happen. And when you're done, the last thing you may have written down is I hung up with Nunu, okay? But what you're going to see is you're going to see a whole, when you read it forward, you're going to see your story. Because one of the hardest parts about our story is that, you know that there's an A and a B, but all those tiny little clicks in between A and B, those tiny little lines, that's the hard part. And that's the middle. So we've got to fill in your middle. Now, remember, there's the what shows up here is just a really high money card here around October, which is basically it's not the money, it's the plan. It's saying, okay, I've got all my coins in a row. And then what you're going to start doing is you're going to start executing your plan. And around February, this is where I have your success. February, March time, this is where it looks like you're actually going to be able to put your story together. So I really do believe it's about you having a business. I don't think it's about you necessarily working for someone else. And it's okay if you do want to work with someone. It's just that for some reason I feel like you guys need to start working on your empire. I do not care how many people do not like Obama and Michelle, but if you have a relationship that is built on not only the fact that you guys care about each other, but you have built an empire, no one can say they have not changed the world in some way. And this is the kind of thing that you guys are supposed to have. But because he is in such a dark space, because the world is beating him up, this is when you have to step forward and say, no, I'm not going to let this happen. We're not going down. We're coming forward. And you've got to start working on your empire, because a king without a kingdom has nothing. And he is a king, and he's trying to build this, but everybody keeps pulling him down. And sometimes we need to have good women standing behind their men and just saying, no, stand up, stand up, stand up.
That's me. I've been like that for, I've been there for 17 years. I just didn't want to keep, I started thinking, am I casting my pearls among swine? You know what I'm saying? I started thinking like that. And I said, and that's when I pulled up. But anytime I tell him to do anything, he's successful in it. Anytime
right.
he follows my direction, and he's successful. I mean, he can flunk tests for the job. They'll call him back and give him a waiver and say,
right.
okay, well,
because
it's
people
just like
want
happen.
To be around him. They want to. And I'm going to show you something. Your cycle that starts next summer is the Ace of Swords. That's your victory. But the thing is, you still got to fight. That's why you have a sword. It's not like they're just giving you a crown. You got to fight. So it just shows that you're going to be able to fight because you got your momentum and you guys can start doing it. But just remember, you guys have it. You have what other people really, really want to have, but you're turning on each other because you're not seeing results. You're not seeing the results. And I'm going to tell you, Sometimes, you know, even in my own life and in my own relationship, You know, people get frustrated because they need to see change. They get frustrated because they need to see results. And I'm making a big statement when I say this, but I will be just burnt to the ground before I let anything happen negative or anything not happen. Because I know that we're bigger people than that, and there's supposed to be more. There's supposed to be more. And we're here for each other. And
right.
That's why I'm here right now with you, because we're supposed to be here for each other, because this is the stuff that's supposed to, you know, let us grow. And so I want to talk to you all day, but I got to take some more callers. But let me tell you something. This is real, and this is really happening, so you might as well go on ahead and make sure you got some good shoelaces so that you're not losing your shoes in this. Because you guys are going to start taking off, but you just have to get your plan down. And I was going to tell you something, too. Cycles come at you whether you like it or not. If you imagine that cycles are 20 pounds, if you don't lose that 20 pounds, by the time the next 20 pounds comes up, you're going to be carrying a whole lot of 20 pounds is on you, but the cycles are still coming. So something's going to make you guys big and bad whether you're ready for it or not. So just know that, okay?
I know you have to go. I just want to say one more thing. I'm in Florida because I moved thinking it's a better place, and I'm trying to get in here. We left Texas. Which one is the best place for us? Because we're both like, we don't know. The children love it here because all my family's here, but my family's kind of negative, and his family is too.
Right.
But it's more support here to me in order to do the business. Like, I could turn my back, and my mom got my kids. You know,
right.
I don't want. And I think if you go into a business, you've got to cover all bases. You can't abandon your family.
Right.
But I just want to know,
Is
Spirit saying that's the right idea, Texas, or?
I'm going to tell you, I do think that you've got to think about your children, because this is also one of the reasons that you guys are doing this. And, I mean, I know what it's like to move a child someplace and then realize that nobody has my back, and I'm just wasting my time here trying to work for, you know what I mean? So stay where you are. I can see why Texas would be better, though, because, you know, women in Texas want to be big, beautiful hair and all that stuff. And so that's why that would be a really good spot for you. But I think that you'd still be okay where you are. I think that you guys should probably be where you are.
Okay. Thank you. I really
all
thank
right.
you. Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hello, friends. If you would just hold on just a moment, I'm going to take a small little break just for about a minute. And then when we come back, we'll be talking to a Skype caller. Hold on just a moment. All right, is everybody able to hear me? Okay. All right. Apparently, some of these little things that we have in here, these little sound clips, don't want to work all the time. But that's okay. That's all right. Now, I do have a Skype caller on, and then after that, we've got an international call. So, can you hear me, dear? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Nunu. Can I have your name?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Yeah, you said Skype, it was weird. My name is Sahar. I'm calling about Peter.
Hi. Okay. All right, dear. Okay, I know that you've been trying to send messages in the chat room.
Yes, yes.
And the chat room.
I couldn't talk.
Yeah, the chat room keeps logging me off.
Oh, okay.
So I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay. I just want to see what you can see for me and Peter. We broke up about 2 months ago.
Okay. Sahar, how are you? How are you?
Not very well.
Yeah, I can tell it's torturing you. What I need you to do is, what I want to do first off is just, I want to find contact again. I want to just see when you talk to him again. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment, dear. But remember, just breathe and just relax. The more relaxed you are, our guides take your story over, and they really do bring us to your truth faster than worrying and that sort of thing. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, dear. And you guys have been broken up for two months.
A little bit over two.
Okay. And I have another question to ask you real quickly. Do you know if, and this is something, I don't want to put you in the wrong space when I ask you this question, but do you know that if you guys split up, if he was with another woman right away?
I have a very strong feeling.
Okay. Okay.
When I was, he was cheating. I had a strong feeling, but it never proved it.
Okay. All right. We're just going to move forward. I do believe he'll be back, but it looks like it may not be for about another few months. Okay. It looks like it's actually probably going to be around November time when he comes back. So, but I'm going to tell you something. Waiting. Mm-hmm. And suffering, you know, you can do that if you want. I mean, because and I'll be here for you to help you suffer and cry and everything. But mm-hmm. I really do see him coming back. When he comes back, he's coming back bearing valuables, and those valuables are basically he's made up his mind, he's changed his mind, he's reconsidered, he's reconfigured some things, and he's going to be coming back apologetic. He's going to be coming back. You know, making you feel awesome and amazing. So,
really?
Yeah. So the thing is, it looks like you guys are going into a cycle that's just really called happiness. But I want you to be careful, because he's coming back with such a strong force.
Uh-huh.
It may burn out. So we don't want this situation to burn out. Does that make sense?
When you say burn out, what do you mean with that?
What do I mean by that? When something burns out, it's basically saying that he's coming at you with such a high rate, he's coming at you from such a high pace, that it's something that it could just fizzle. So, and I know that you're going to be excited, and that's how come I have to, I'm just, you know, just letting you know in this way. But it does look like you guys have a shot. You just don't want to... I want to be with you. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to it just at such a rate that there's nowhere to go, because we've said it all in one day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's where I see the contact again. Now, I think that you should just focus on you guys contacting each other. Okay. That's the point. And it looks like it's him doing it. So you can write and call and freak out all you want, but he's not going to answer until he's ready, okay? So I do believe he'll be back, and it looks like it's around November. But at that point, you just really need to pace yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sahar. Thank you for waiting so patiently, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My next caller is an international caller. Hold on just a moment, and can you hear me?
I can. I didn't realize I'd be considered an international caller in Canada.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, not super international, but it just, the number was just, it starts off with a zero. My name is Nunu, and I'm so glad to be able to talk to you today, love. What's your name?
I'm Charlene.
Charlene, and can I have your birthday?
August 31st. Do you want the year as well?
Sure.
1962.
Okay. Well, Charlene, why don't you just you know, relax and just open up with your question.
Okay. What I'm calling about has to do with a man that I'm seeing. So I guess my hope and intention is that we will be marrying each other. And there's times we've spoken of that. There's times when it just feels elusive. So I guess I just want to get what you pick up on that.
Okay. Charlene, could I have his name?
Yep, it's Brian.
Brian, okay. Now, I hold on just a moment. Let me see what is what's happening with you guys. Okay, I do have a question. Where is he living right now?
Close to me. He's over just on the other side of the river from where I live.
Okay, and he's living with?
As far as I know, he's on his own.
Okay, and there's no, like, he's not in a roommate situation, or there's no, like, he's just totally by himself?
As far as I know.
Okay, all right. I am the reason I'm asking you this is just because the person that he he shows up as an emperor, which is fine. It's just that I have all these people trailing behind him, and they're not being clearly defined, so they could be kids. I mean, it even could be all his animals. You know what I mean? It's just you know, there's just a whole lot of people that trail after him, or just individuals that do.
Yeah.
And honestly, this doesn't look bad. I mean, it really doesn't look bad. He just looks very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Very slow. So what I'm looking at here is, and I have one more question. I'm so sorry, because this is wearing me out. Does he have any serious legal problems?
Oh, well, interestingly enough, there is a bit of an issue going on with my son right now. I do believe that'll be dropped and behind us. So, as far as I know.
Okay. All right. So this is the thing that is kind of wearing me out, and it could be that all these people, all this stuff, and all that. It could be just that. You know what I mean? And all the people that you guys are dealing with. You know what I mean? Because But anyway, moving forward though. It actually does look like you could end up with this guy for a very long time, and I'm just saying could because I have to leave the cycle we're coming into, and I have to go into the next. And so I see like very huge progress with you guys, but it looks like it's on the other side of next summer. So the stuff that you're going through right now looks like it may linger on for a little bit, this frustration, but he finally breaks through, and it looks like it's all about you guys on the other side of next summer. Now, I want to ask you a question, too. What changes next summer? What changes next year?
Oh, I have no idea.
There's
the year,
nothing
the calendar
in
year.
Well, I mean, but do you know of anything in your life that's going to be changing at that point?
No.
Okay, so, I mean, it's not going to be that your child is old enough to go off to school or anything?
No, my son's not living with us now.
Okay, all right. Well, if it's nothing practical, it just must be the time is just working right. The reason I'm saying that is because the cycle you're going to be going into after this one is called the whirl, and that's the one that starts next year. And if you've been listening to the other callers, July to July is what we're dealing with cycles, okay? And so the cycle you're going to be going into next summer is actually called the world. And that's basically where you're saying, okay, we know what we're dealing with, we know who we are, and this is where it's time for us to, I mean, you just will gravitate towards your next step. So I believe you'll be with him. You just got to not get worn out about the time in between, okay?
Okay.
What's making you feel incomplete right now?
I need more time with him. I very much want more time with him. And he is quite a workaholic, and he does have a lot of things around him that keep him occupied, I guess, for lack of a better word, and consumed with his business, with his work, with commitments and different things, right? So,
okay.
And trust is definitely something that I have there. You know, I get concerned about that because some things have, but it's hard to say, you know, if I'm just imagining that or if I'm, because, or if people are just being jealous and pulling, you know, I don't know for sure,
okay.
Right?
Well, this is what I'm gonna kind of give you a little way to kind of, you know, be your own psychic for just a second, okay? If you imagine, and if I'm talking and anybody's getting offended by this out there in radio land, I don't mean to, but this is something that it's going to be a little adult, but I'm going to, you know, keep it PG as much as possible. If you imagine that when you lay with someone, your chakras align. And remember, our chakras are just basically 7 points of energy through the body, okay, from the top of your head, which is your crown, through your third eye, through your brow, all the way down to your little private areas, and even to your little poopy spot, because that's a chakra too. Our chakras align when we lay with someone, and if you see the energy that flows between you and Brian as white milk, and it's pure, and it's clean, and it's smooth, and it's flowing. When someone has been unfaithful, it's like mud in your milk. And if you know how it hurts when you get dust in your eye, that's how it hurts when someone's been unfaithful to you. You should be able to feel in your chakras, down into your private spot, in your breast, if somebody's been cheating on you. So have you felt like that? Have you felt pangs and hurting or just out of nowhere during the time where you feel like something's up?
When we're together, I've never had that feeling.
Okay. So what I'm telling you is that when there's a difference between our imagination and then really feeling when something's gouging away at you. And so if you're not feeling that way, don't worry about what he's doing. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So
okay.
So are you your feeling is that if I'm not feeling that more than that I, or your general feeling actually with that aside, you don't pick up that there's any kind of
I don't think so. I really don't. I don't because all the stuff that's sitting here, all the problems that's trailing after him, it's like
mm-hmm.
You know, it's the legal stuff, it's responsibilities. There's a handful of other things here, like I said, that have no faces to them. So that's why I'm saying it could be children, it could be pets, it could be his job. It's just, you know, it's just a list of other things. But nowhere in here is there a woman causing problems, not even you. So
right.
It's like his world is upside down because of all these things. And when he starts getting things straight, and it does look like he will, this is where it looks like you guys are really locking in together. But sometimes one of the things is that one of the things I'm kind of concerned about, and if this happens to you, then it does, and it's no problem. But right now, today, you really feel strongly for him. I'm concerned about that with so much time going by, you may get tired of it, and you'll just throw it away, you know, you personally. So
I've waited over 10 years now, so
okay, so
you
probably
know,
won't.
He really is the love of my life. There's such an incredible connection that there's just no, but am I just being stubborn because that is my nature as well, you know, so I analyze it probably more than I ought to, but
and it's because you're a Virgo and that's what Virgos do. Virgos rip it to shreds and tear it up and stomp it down and rip it up again, you know. It's just, you know, that's just what you do. And remember, Mercury is the planet that governs over reason and communication and how we think and how we process things. And it's the planet that also governs over Virgo. So you are going to basically, you'll shred it, tape it back together, and shred it again. You know, just like I have shredded that whole comet to shreds. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, I understand.
over analysis, you know, it's like, oh my God, can it just be?
And that's why I'm saying that for this long you have felt like, you know what, baby, all we got is time. So if you just kind of keep focusing on that and remember, you know your body, it's like when you've seen these shows and people are saying, I never knew I was pregnant, it just fell out of my butt. You know, how can you possibly not know you were pregnant? You know, how could that possibly be?
me being the healer and doing as I do, I know that there are people who shut themselves down to what the truth is, and that's where your body gets into pain and goes into things, and that's part of what I'm supposed to do is teach and help empower a person to come in connection with their body and soul, right? But there are people who are oblivious. They just don't know. They don't recognize, which is, you know, they'll get there. It doesn't have to come now.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be okay, Charlene. I really do. I think you guys are going to be together, and I don't think it's just your imagination. I really do believe it's going to work out. And like I said, if you just focus more on your process and instead of time, you'll see when we get to the other side of next summer and we're going into the fall that things are just starting to flow like they're supposed to, and you won't feel unsafe anymore.
Okay. Very, very good. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And international, that's cute. Which state are you in?
I am in Tennessee right now.
So. Okay. Yeah. You're a little ways away from me.
Yeah, I'm a little bit away.
I love you, but
okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, love. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a caller. We have 631 caller who's been waiting for about 40 minutes. Hi, this is Nunu.
Hi, Nunu. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you. Thank you for waiting patiently.
You're welcome. I have a couple of questions, if that's okay. My first, do you see my 11-year-old son ever coming back to live with me? I used to have residential custody. Now we have joints. He went to live with his dad, and I miss him.
Oh, wow.
Dad, you know, doesn't communicate. He thinks he's the only parent, blah, blah, blah.
Right. That whole thing. So, I'm sorry, what's your name or what do you go by?
Suzanne,
okay. And what's your son's name?
Nicholas.
Nick, okay. Does he go by Nick?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, Nicholas is good, okay. So basically your question about you and Nicholas is what again?
Will he ever come back to live with me?
Will he come back to be with you? Okay, all right. Hold on just a moment. Let me see something here. In theory, this should be very, very, very simple. It's either yes or no and when. Hold on. And he, how old is he now? 13?
11.
11? Okay. Okay. Yeah, he will be back. He'll be back. And I guess it's because I'm saying 13 because it looks like when he's about 13, he'll be back. Will he be able to choose where he wants to live at that point?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. So it looks like he's going to choose you. Now, and like I said, it looks like it's around. Hold on, let me count this out to you. If this is July, August, September, October, November, December, it looks like it's around November, December of next year. So is he 13 at that point?
No, he's 11. He'll be 12 in February.
He'll be 12. But I mean, okay, so I might be off a few months, but it's because it's next year that we're talking about. So he'll almost be 13 at that point. And that's
who's just turning 12 of February of 2013.
Oh, so, but I'm talking about next year of
2014. He won't turn 12 until 2013, February 2013.
Okay. Oh, that's this next year, but I'm sorry to confuse you. I was saying that around the end of the year next year is where it looks like he's choosing to come be with you, and he's turning 13 a few months later.
Okay. Why would he do that?
Why is he choosing you?
Yeah.
When I go backwards, sweetheart, when I go backwards from the point of choosing you, it actually looks like his dad is with someone, and her secondary layer is what he's calling a dummy. So basically it looks like he's choosing to be with you because he doesn't like being – he won't want to be with his father because of the life of the person that his father will be with at that time.
Well, you think they're going to get married then?
It looks like it. And not only that, but see, she's got these a couple of layers here that are kind of troublesome. And I don't ever want to, you know, call anybody names, but she shows up here as somebody who is he's okay. She shows up as the other woman to your son, but there's a second layer of somebody who's an idiot or a dummy, so to speak. So it just looks like he's not going to like there, and he's going to want to come back to you.
I was going to ask you a quick question. Do you see ever a boyfriend for me?
Hold on, let me see.
Being patient, but enough's enough.
I know what you mean. I'm being pushed forward 3 months from now, which is what, the end of September, the beginning of October, and I actually do. There's a lot of people here, so it actually does look like you'll be meeting someone. But it looks like you're meeting a lot of people at this point. I wanna ask you something, because see, right now when it comes to your relationship, you're actually showing up as someone who's withdrawn, retreating, so to speak.
No, I just haven't met anyone.
You just haven't met anyone? Okay. All right. Well, let's watch and see what happens at that point in the fall, because there's a lot, there's just a cluster of folks here, and then there's one that does get singled out. He actually shows up as a knight of batons, and this represents somebody who is a traveler, got a clear vision of the future, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these are just broad descriptions, but
yeah.
If this is his physical description, he's going to have kind of Celtic features, reddish, light brown hair, blue-green eyes. I mean, you know, he just, as a knight of batons, he just shows up as somebody who's on the cusp of being ready for something, but he's still just kind of out there. It doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad at all. It just looks like he's, you know, the guy that you pick out of the, you know, the few people that you're meeting. So, but you don't feel like you're withdrawn from people these days?
Well, I just don't have the money to go out right now, because I'm trying to work summer school pretty soon, plus do housekeeping, but now I'm trying to get babysitting and companion care, and then hopefully the subbing leads to a full-time job in September.
Okay. All right. All right. You know, why don't you do this? I really kind of would like to talk to you some more about your money situation. Check Psychic Nunu on Facebook, and let's sit back and have some private talk about.
I really don't have the money to spend.
I understand that you don't. I really do understand that you don't, because one of the things, and it's not, we won't be very long. I just don't want to blast your finances on air. So what I actually want to do is I want to project some changes for you that are very realistic, just so that you can see where things will change for you. Okay.
Oh, I got the summer school job, and I never thought I would have gotten that. So now I think that I'm going to get a teacher aid job in September. I'm being optimistic.
Right. Okay. Let me. Are you in Rhode Island or are you in Massachusetts?
Neither. Long Island.
You're in Long Island. Okay.
Yeah. I subbed for one school all year, and then they hired me full time for the summer as a teacher aid. So now I'm just seeing if anybody's going to quit or anything for September, so I can get the health benefits.
Well, let's just do that. Let's just look at that and see if you're going to get that. Maybe that'll help you. See, right now, what I'm really feeling like what would kind of help you is actually seeing some numbers. You seem like the kind of person that would like that needs to see, like, well, this is how much I made last year, so this is how much I'll make this year. That way,
I know how much they make an hour already.
Okay,
there,
all
anyway.
Right. All right, all right. Hold on just a moment. Let me see if you'll get this.
I'm just see if somebody's going to quit or if they need somebody else. That's all. Right. If not, I'll go back to subbing now. I get called almost every day, but I'd like to have the health benefits.
So, okay. What we're going to need to do is this. You're probably going to be doing, you probably are going to need to be subbing, but when you get to the next semester, it looks like you're gonna be in there next semester.
Do they, like the winter time?
Yeah. Do they do that where it's half and half? Because the thing is, I've got a delay on this.
If somebody quits or an opening comes up, then I can get in.
Okay. So it does look like it's gonna happen, but for some reason it looks like there's a delay.
That's okay, as long as I get in for the winter. That's great.
Okay. Okay, and one more thing. My
boyfriend,
I have
fall, and my son back in a year and a half, and a job in the winter. That'd be great.
Right, Yeah, so and you don't ever do any driving for the school, do you?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just asking because I have a chariot that shows up in there, and so that it's something that, you know, if maybe you didn't mind, or this, it even could be like maybe you could get, you know, part-time truant officer or something like that, but, you know,
I'm looking at babysitting or something after school.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Well, sweetheart, it's happening. It's happening. It's just about time. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Suzanne. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have a caller, Teddy's mom. Are you there?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm very good, love. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
I'm just looking for a reading, a general reading of where you think things will go in the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay, all right. Well, if you would, just relax. Okay, just relax. Hold on just a moment. All right. You're not working?
No, I'm working.
Okay. Are you working full time?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I asked you that question is because there's something going on here. It talks about something that's not working. So let me go backwards a little bit and see what that is. In general, you look like you're pretty happy. Do you by chance, and I'm sorry to ask you this, but are you being forced to separate yourself from a friend?
No.
No. There's no, gosh, this is gonna sound so awkward. But see, I see you pretty, like I said, generally happy. But the thing is, on the other side of all this stuff, there's a man here who is left unsatisfied and also still pining in a way. So, but you haven't had to leave a friend behind because it was, or anything like that.
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to tell you, let's just move forward and you know, we'll talk, we might be able to talk about this at some other point because this could be something that's happening that you just don't know about. Remember, our guides are always telling us the information. It's just how we translate it. But moving forward over the next few months, honestly, things look like they're cruising along the same. But in the fall time, like around the Thanksgiving in the United States, the holidays actually look like they're pretty awesome, to be honest. But there is an event showing up here later. It's called tradition. It could be a wedding or just something. But there's something that's going on here outside of the next 6 months. Honestly, I have to go past the next 6 months to find anything extreme. Like I said, it looks like there's a wedding or a ceremony or something that's happening here. But what really, 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 really I was gravitating towards is it does look like there is a man from the past that has, you know, he maybe even had to separate himself from you. You know, it could be someone that you were working with or something that may have been kind of drawn to you, but because of life situations had to pull away. But that is what actually is kind of has all my attention about something profound. And there's a point after all this kind of things going the same and doing blah, 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 et cetera, this person is trying to come back around. So if by chance, when I go backwards, I'm looking at something that's not necessarily months, but years ago, just through the way that we are communicating, the age of communication that we're in, let's watch and see if an old friend tries to come back. Okay, and it's a man.
Oh, I can't. There's nobody like that that could. I live in a different country, and there's no contact with anybody.
Okay. And not even through, like, any of the social networks or anything?
No, there's nobody where there is any sort of big relationship there. No, there's nothing.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, maybe, and I hate to say it, maybe, and because this doesn't happen very often, Suzanne, but maybe we're not connecting. And I hate to put it out there like that, but because that's really where my energy is put and it's not resonating with you, that might be where we are. So, but, and sorry that, but let's just watch and see. Okay, that's basically what we got to do, though. We have to watch and see. We have to see what happens. But what country are you in right now?
Great Britain.
You're in England. And are you loving it?
It's I'd rather be in a different country, but it's where the work is, so I have
right.
to be here.
Okay. And as far as are things really just more like it's like this all the time, it's like this all the time with you there?
I'm surviving. But there's nothing really it's sort of everything really great is sort of out of the picture. So
right.
It'd be nice to know that something exciting would be coming up. So.
Right. Well, like I said, let's watch and see what happens with this reconnect. And I know, like I hear you saying that it doesn't resonate with you, but we'll see what happens, and we'll be able to keep in touch because I'll be here. I'll be around. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, love. It's been good talking to you. And it's been good talking to. It's been so good to talk to everybody tonight. Only got about 7 minutes left. To anybody who's still kind of out there in chat land or radio chat land, you know, the next show that we have, and I will be, you know, announcing it, and especially if you add yourself to my Psychic Nunu page, we'll be announcing it. We're going to have a candle color to work with. And if there's anybody out there that's still listening that we were talking to earlier, if there's any manifesting or anything wonderful that you'd like for people to do for you, remember that is a goal here to make people's dreams come true, to make people's lives actually grow and be amazing and just be smooth and flowy and just, you know, I want everybody to be happy and I want everyone to have love and I want people to be happy and have as much love as I really feel like I have in my life. And I want that still for me. So, you know, be watching and we'll see what colors and what scents to work with. I do think that people should be examining cinnamon over the next few days. Cinnamon is something that we have all the time, but it is a natural astringent. And it is something that if you blow it in the after people walk out of your home, it's something that'll light their path, clean their path up. If you're waiting for someone to come back, like a lot of you all are, you know, putting your wishes into cinnamon and blowing it into the world is a way that they can see themselves to you nice and clean and clearly. Hold on just a moment. I also want to remind people that the page is psychicnunu@facebook.com. And it has been so fun. This has been really exciting for me. And I'm getting a message. Hold on just a minute, guys.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. And anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention. And you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable. When you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. On the next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. And count with me.